Hello and welcome to this special planning walkthrough episode. So this is your ADHD-friendly, low-pressure space to plan your week at your pace and your way. You do not need a perfect planner or a color-coded system. All you need is something to write with, which can be a pen and a paper, or it can be a document on your computer, or it can be an app, or even maybe just a few sticky notes. It's really meant to be flexible, sensory aware, and judgment free. We're not aiming for a flawless system. We're trying to build a gentle rhythm that supports your focus and energy. So let's begin. Let's land in this moment to start. Before we plan, take a breath. Maybe you feel your feet on the floor. Allow your shoulders to slowly drop away from your ears. And exhale slowly. You don't have to fix everything right now. You don't have to do everything right now. We're just creating a little bit of clarity. The first step that we always want to take is a brain dump. So let's start by emptying your brain. Jot down everything that's floating around. Task, reminders, shoulds, ideas, appointments, worries, chores. Get it out. No order, no editing. I'll give you a moment to write, so I will pause and you won't hear me speaking, but I promise I'm still here. And feel free to pause this at any time if you need a little bit more time. If you're feeling stuck and trying to get everything out of your head, mainly because I just cued you to get everything out of your head, you might think about each piece of your life. So your home, your pets or your children, your family, work, errands. Think of those categories. Maybe you're even thinking of spaces in your home. And just get everything out. And again, if you need more time, feel free to pause and come back when you're ready. Let's glance at what you've written down. Circle or highlight whatever helps you visually. Anything that has a deadline this week. So a lot of things might have a deadline at some point, but I only want you to circle or highlight anything that has a deadline this week. Circle or highlight anything that you're worried that you'll forget. Circle or highlight anything that actually matters to you, not just others, not just the people around you. Let's move into looking at our week ahead. Bring in your calendar, a planner, your phone. However you keep track of where you need to be, of your appointments or things that you know have to be on the calendar. And your calendar can be whatever it looks like. Maybe it's a calendar on the wall. Maybe it's a planner. Maybe it's a piece of paper. Maybe it's your phone. Let's start by plugging in a few things that are definites. So fixed appointments or events. And I always recommend when you're putting those fixed appointments on your calendar, we live in a world now where some things are virtual and some things are in person. I'm sure that changes for a lot of us. For me, I'm pretty split about in-person, virtual. When I have to be somewhere in person, I put a block of travel time before and after. Because then I have a clearer picture of what time I have in my day. Once you put in the fixed appointments and events and maybe travel time, put in any work hours or if you're taking classes or anything like that, put that into your calendar as well. Because those are fixed things. Those are things that you most likely don't have control of when they have to happen. And then add in anything that is already scheduled. So maybe you're having lunch with a friend, or you told Bob you would call him on Thursday at 3 o'clock or something like that. So make sure anything that you've already committed a time to is in your calendar. So those are all things that you've probably thought of or have already been in your calendar. But now I want you to take it one step further and add in non-negotiables. These are things like eating, when you're sleeping, taking medication at a certain time, or recovery time. Recovery time that winds down. Maybe it happens during the day. I know for me, no matter what time I get home, that kind of impacts when I go to sleep because I can't just come home and hop right into bed. I have to wind down a little bit. Otherwise, it's really hard for me to fall asleep. When we start to put these non-negotiables in, like sleeping and eating, I think those are the things that we often forget. So we see all this white space on our calendar, but in reality, it's not white space. There's other things that we have to do to take care of ourselves. So pause. Look at what's already full and where do you actually have space in your week? This is where we often overestimate. ADHD brains can struggle with time estimation, meaning how long things truly take. So building in a padding is a kindness. It's not a flaw. Let's move on to the next step. Again, at any point, feel free to pause me. Choose three priorities for your week. Go back to your brain dump. Ask yourself, what would feel good to complete this week? Not all of it, just three things. That's it. You can label them must do, want to, and if there's time. This can help break the all or nothing trap and build momentum because now we've prioritized what we want to do and prioritize what must happen. If you want to go a little bit further, you might even pick a focus word for the week if that feels helpful for you. Something like steady, simplify, or spacious, and use that to guide your choices. The next step is to think about a structure that feels more supportive. So ask yourself, when do I usually feel most focused? Is it when I wake up? Is it in the middle of the day? Is it before I go to bed? Think about when do I crash out or zone out? Where are those moments of the day where I just want to pick up the phone and scroll and I can't focus on anything else around me? And also ask yourself, do I need external support? Like co-working, a timer, or body doubling? And create a loose rhythm for each day. We're trying to create structure, but not a really intense structure. Like 9 to 10, I will do XYZ. 10 to 10:30, I'll do it should be loose, but also a little bit structured. It's that structured flexibility. So maybe your day looks like morning, I'm going to do admin work. During the midday, I'll do some creative work. In the evenings, I'll rest. That's my time to put on a show or read a book. Maybe you just block one focus session per day. So instead of breaking it up into morning, afternoon, night, whatever it might be, you create one block of focus time a day for an hour, maybe a half an hour, it doesn't matter, and start there. So whatever you're feeling like you want to focus on in that moment, that is what you'll do in that focus session. Really make sure you leave space for flexibility. Create plans that allow for other things to last longer, meaning knowing that things aren't always going to be exact in those times that you have blocked off. Find that structure, but make it flexible. Last little piece, ask yourself, what would make this week feel just a little bit easier? And that doesn't have to be massively significant. It can be like 1% easier. Is there something you could cancel? Could you order takeout? Could you write on your calendar, do nothing, to remind yourself to take that rest? Ease isn't laziness, it's strategy. And again, if this feels helpful, maybe you end by writing one kind message to yourself. I'm doing the best I can. This week doesn't have to be perfect to be good. My needs are valid, and that's it. Your week is sketched. Your mind is hopefully clearer. And you've just practiced showing up for yourself with care. Feel free to use this audio again next week or anytime planning feels overwhelming. I also have some resources for you on my website. I'll link them in the show notes, but things that can actually help with some of the practices that we went through today. Take good care, and I'll talk to you soon.